and Ganesh Cheesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And today we are going to jam a little with jam, as in Juno, Alaska Music Matters. Jam has a ukulele class that it's offering to jam students and families, but it's also going to be open to the community. And we'll tell you all about that in a moment. But first, let's have some fun and get started off with a song.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Boy, yeah, don't take our sunshine away the next time it shows up. Let it stick around for a while. But you brought some sunshine there. Well, I want to introduce our guest today, Megan Johnson. She's executive director for JAMM, J-A-M-M. And we also have Jemima Vera-Bisanga. And she, an assistant teacher in the JAMM ukulele program, and Stephanie McDermott, who is also on staff with JAMM, and people know her best for teaching violin, I believe. But anyway, Megan, let's start off with you, because in case people aren't familiar with JAMM, you can bring us up to speed.
Sure. JAMM, Juno Alaska Music Matters, was founded by Dr. Lori Hagee 12 years ago. We've served over 1,500 Juno youth, primarily at Okbay Elementary, Glacier Valley Elementary, Riverbend, and for the past few years, Tsontiki Hini Middle School as well. Our mission is to use the experience of playing in an ensemble and learning an instrument to foster creativity, peer mentorship, academic readiness, and really just using music over the period of a number of years to prepare students to grow into healthy, successful adults that will contribute to our community. Everything we do is tuition-free. That's part of our mission, making music equitable and accessible. And you can always find out more about JAMM on our website, junomusicmatters.com.
All right. That is a great introduction. I want to go to you, Stephanie McDermott. You have been teaching at JAMM for several years, and you're a violinist as well. Do you think that ukulele is a good way to get into another instrument, a good entree?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Ukulele is a great instrument because it's a great place to start. It doesn't... you know, you can start playing songs pretty easily. It's motivating to be able to, you know, learn one or two chords and know songs and be able to play and participate in that. And it's a great thing. JAMM, you know, is, I guess, well known for violin, cello, stuff like that. But we've always also had other activities, dancing, hula, other stuff to, you know, enrich the students other than just the instruments, which has really been a great part of the program.
You know, if anyone ever visits Hawaii, they're always struck by how musical Hawaii is as a place. And I wonder if part of that has to do with the ukulele, because I hear that kids, as part of school, it's part of their curriculum that they take this instrument. And I remember when on a visit there years and years back, you know, some guy in a shop said, I can teach you to play in 10 minutes. And I said, oh, yeah? But in 10 minutes, he had me playing a couple of chords. So do you think that because it is sort of a user-friendly first instrument, it's a good place to start, Megan?
It is. It's a great entry into music. It's smaller and cheaper than a guitar. And so especially for small hands, for an 8, 7, 8, 9-year-old, it's much easier to get your hand around the neck and maneuver than a guitar or other instruments. And so, you know, higher probability of success and enjoyable. And I know my 7-year-old daughter, she plays You Are My Sunshine on her ukulele and, you know, something familiar and simple. It's really nice.
Well, you know, maybe you should set us straight, but a lot of people say ukulele, ukulele, ukulele. And I guess it's proper to say ukulele, right?
I think so. Yes.
And where does that pronunciation come from? Do we know?
You know, I believe ukulele because it actually, it's a Hawaiian instrument, but it originated in Portugal. And at least what I was taught is that ukulele means jumping fleas, kind of like how the ukulele jumped from Portugal all the way to Hawaii. And it kind of has that twangy sound, maybe like a flea.
Well, we heard the beautiful voice of Jemima Vera Basanga earlier singing some of the verses for You Are My Sunshine. And Jemima, it's so exciting to hear that you were once a student in the early jam days, and now you're an assistant teacher. What's that like?
It's really fun to be able to go back to the schools and to see kids half my age, younger, older, and look back on how I was at their age. And it's cool to see the different levels of progress, and they're learning very, very quickly, a lot of them. And it's really cool to be able to go back to the schools and help, not only help them learn, but also to reflect on how far I've come.
So what did you do with your start in jam?
So at the very beginning of jam, we started off on paper violins and then progressed to playing the real violins. And then once we had the after-school program, like Stephanie said, we had not only violin, but we also had exploratories. So I did some modern dance classes as well as ukulele and songwriting.
So do you think that there's some kind of cross training, like with athletes, where if you play ukulele, that you're set up to maybe play violin a little better, or if you play violin, you can easily play ukulele?
I would think so, yes, because the violin and the ukulele are actually pretty similar. With your placement of your hand behind the neck, your violin hand also goes behind the neck, and both instruments have 4 strings, and so I think it's helpful, and I think it definitely gives you an advantage.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a pre-guitar, too, because the chords for the ukulele have different names, but they are the same positions that you use. Like, I'm trying to think what they are. Like a D is a G on an ukulele. Do I have that right? And an F is sort of part of a C chord on an ukulele. I don't know, but it's sometimes I used to play guitar, and sometimes when I go back and forth between the two, I get a little bit confused because they are so similar. But you know, this is so wonderful that you're offering a class, and you know, I wonder that this is an opportunity for the family and the community to get involved. So, Stephanie, do you think that this is going to help to get more people involved with the children in this musical experience?
I certainly hope so. I think it's a really great opportunity for our program to engage with the community, to engage the entire family and not just the students necessarily. I learned from our previous class last year, that was the first time we invited a family to join our class, that it was really motivating for the kids and an exciting connection for the family to have in their home. So it was exciting for the kids to get to share a musical class with a sibling or an aunt or a parent. And we had, because we were doing it over Zoom, we were able to include family members that don't live in Juneau. So that was a really fun, exciting thing for our students and for our program.
So I understand, though, this year you're going to incorporate some in person, but this is still largely over Zoom.
That's correct. Yeah, we and we did, I think, last year have an in-person day that we can, it, almost like a jam session. You know, we learn our chords and stuff over Zoom, and then when we get together, we can really, really play songs and just have a fun time together.
So it's something that kind of takes root and has a life of its own, do you think, Megan?
I do, yeah. It's like Stephanie said, this came out of that COVID distance era when we weren't connecting and feeling alone. And it was so neat to not only teach and work with the kids, but their parents. It's so nice. And I mean, that's really what we're all about, is just that community building. And already we have quite a few students across JAM, but also we've had other people outside of JAM already signing up on our website, a lot of homeschool students. And I mean, you know, we want to give back to our community too, and just encourage people to join us.
So I guess we're now getting to the key part of this conversation, is the vital stats. You know, how much does it cost? When does it happen? How do we get involved if we want to?
Yeah, so JAM is committed to being tuition free. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we've been really grateful to have individual and business donations, foundations help sponsor us, but it is a free program. Anybody interested in signing up can visit our website, junomusicmatters.com, or email us at junojam@gmail.com, and we'll send out the Zoom link. Our class is going to be Tuesdays, starting March 29th and ending, I think, May 3rd. 5 to 5:45 via Zoom, with two in-person Saturday sessions on April 2nd and April 30th, so we can, you know, help with any fine-tuning, tweaking, making sure everybody has the music and we're all on the same page.
You know, and there's so much online, and there are apps that have the tuning.
Yeah.
So if you have a cell phone, and you can even find apps that have all the chords on there too, which makes it even easier. But just to remind people, it's JunoJamm, as in JAMM. @gmail.com. So don't forget that extra that extra M in there. But you know, how did it work with the Zoom? I mean, you kind of think of learning an instrument to be an in-person, person-to-person kind of thing.
It was certainly challenging at first. I've never taught my instrument without being able to go and physically move someone's hand or, you know, something like that. But it went pretty well, I think.
I mean, for some people, they liked being over Zoom because if they needed to turn the screen off, you know, it's in some ways less intimidating because you have, you know, yeah, you can pause, you can, if we record it, you can go back, you can really learn at your own pace. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And actually, you know, most kids, and I'll ask Jemima about this, that after a certain age, maybe 9 or 10, they can look at a chord chart and figure it out. It's that easy.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I first started playing the ukulele with JAM when I was in fourth grade, and after I went to middle school, I didn't really have an ukulele option, and so I kind of stopped playing it, but I picked it back up in eighth grade, and I was able to just look up chords online and just go straight back into playing the ukulele.
And you can look up all kinds of songs, because there's all kinds of material, aside from a booklet that you provide the people who take the class in. But, you know, I have a question for you, Jemima, is do you think that the ukulele, I have to break that habit, the ukulele habit, do you think that sort of also creates a social sort of environment with your friends? I mean, to get together and play songs and...
Yeah, I think so. I didn't have very many peers that I knew that played the ukulele, but I had a couple friends in middle school who kind of talk to me about playing with them at, like, talent shows and such. And my dad plays the ukulele every now and then, and so sometimes he and I will play together. And I definitely think that it helps build a social bridge.
You know, I have memories after I was convinced that I could play the ukulele in 10 minutes, and I think I learned two chords. And believe me, there's a lot of songs you can play with two chords. Yeah. But what was interesting is, so I bought two. What a good salesman, huh? And for my son and his best friend. And I just remember a lot of joy of the two of those in the back seat of the car, carpooling, and jamming on their ukes. You know, do you notice that after having taught this course that you've kind of given kids a real sense of empowerment, that they kind of control something, have something?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You see that sense of accomplishment and something that they share with their peers and with their family members now, and hopefully maybe that's something that they can continue doing in the future, and, you know, bring to other family members or just, you know, any kind of situations.
You know, and Jemima, one of the things I noticed is that if you keep trying, you know, you may hit a fret and kind of have a thunk, but it's almost funny that if you do it a little bit every day, that all of a sudden, magically, there's this moment where the chord speaks. And what's that like for kids when they realize that if they keep at something, that they can make it happen? Do you think that's good for them?
Oh, definitely. I think it teaches them perseverance and grit and helps them to apply it to real life situations and not just their instrument.
So how about you? How did it help you?
Well, this is funny, actually. When I was playing the violin, there would be times where I would play something wrong and I would get really frustrated and I would just want to give up. But with Dr. Hagee telling me, it's okay, just take your time, it really helped me to just remember that you're not always going to get things correct on your first time through, and the best thing you can do is just to do it over and over again until you're satisfied and you've gotten it right, and then you can move forward and use the same process.
So you feel, after having started with jam when you were a little one, that it's kind of helped you kind of grow up and become who you are today.
Definitely. I definitely think so.
Do you see that, Megan, in your students?
Yes, yes. And Jemima's a great teacher, and it's great having those students that have gone through that process of being frustrated and, you know, having a piece of music put in front of them and, oh my gosh, it looks so hard, and then learning how to take a deep breath and break it down and go and take steps and then use that same process again and again and just, yeah.
Well, I hear that there may be a concert at the end of this.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Or will it be online? Or?
Oh, for the ukulele class, I believe we are. We're going to have an end-of-the-year celebration on Friday, May 6th at Glacier Valley. And so we'll invite families and all our ukulele players, and actually we're going to have groups from all over Juneau participate in that on the 5th. We'll have Juneau String Ensemble and the Mini Fiddlers, Ursa Minor Jam, bring everybody together.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, we've come to the end of our conversation. I've so enjoyed it. It brings back so many good memories for me, and I hope that people will take advantage of these courses and make some memories of their own. So, Jemima, will you take us out here with a song?
Of course. Yeah.
that's Jemima Vera Basanga. I got that right. Vera Basanga, what a voice of an angel. Thank you so much for singing for us and giving a taste of what this ukulele class can lead to. We had with us today Megan Johnson, Executive Director of JAM, and Stephanie McDermott. She's a violinist and teacher in the JAM program. And of course, singing for us today is Jemima Vera Basanga.